to sign it. Okay, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
Oh, the one. Thursday night. The central program type classes.
No, it's not that at all.
The way it was marketed was that it was like for people who have core questions about Yiddishkeit that they never had answered.
Not the kind you're thinking of. It's not, you're not proving the truth of Yiddishkeit. Nothing to do with that. It's on a different level. It's, you know, people who have questions probably don't answer questions.
Discovered.
If you look at the questions on the sign, they're not if Hashem is true or not, how do we know our religion is true? It's not that kind of questions. It's already making the assumption, but asking questions like Tzadik V'Togo, right? What do you have to daven for if Hashem knows what you need? It's on a whole different level. Or Liyud El Thursday night. So we said the Moshal, and the end of Perek Aleph, he says the Moshal, and this is very structural, very essential. It's not a side point, because he says it in Perek Aleph when he's talking about the Mahus of Tshuva. The Mahus of Tshuva being, if the return to the, you strayed from the path of listening to Hashem. It's a maslul, it's a path, and even if you do one avera, so you're not on the path of listening to Hashem the same way you would be if you wouldn't have done that avera. You know, we think all averas are b'shoigig. So you have to return and start doing it. So that has a different mahalach if it's an asay or a lav. If it's an asay, you just have to adjust. You have to go through the darkei hatshuva that'll explain the later prokem, but you just have to start doing it. While a lav, he says, poisons the system, and therefore you have to go to an extreme and not be involved in anything. Similar to the Avera. Okay, so you have to think of your own. By food, let's say, you have to not be so involved in food, even mutadika food. If it's Lashon Hara, you just stop. Go to an extreme, Bekitzer. Don't talk about people at all, even if you're not talking Lashon Hara. B'chadoyma, if it's doing things you're not supposed to do, so you have to not do anything even remotely similar to that. Because you have to clean your body of the poison, and he brings down psukim that it's like food, that spiritual food. In many places we have that mosho, that there's physical food and there's spiritual food. And therefore, just like in your body, if you didn't eat well, so okay, you got to take vitamins, you've got to build up your body. That's fine. But that's it. You have to build up your body. You have to give your body what it's missing. But if you drink poison or spoiled food, if you eat poison or spoiled food, then you have to cleanse the body, and you're like, you can't eat for a while. You have to take something. You can't eat anything, because anything you eat will get all miskalkel. You have an upset stomach. You can't eat even good food. Anything you eat, it just goes out of the system. Your whole system's messed up. So the same with Averis. A lav, an avera, something that poisons the system, has to be cleaned out, and the way to clean it out is by going to an extreme, and that's it, cleaning out the system, vacuuming out the system. Okay, we'll start now Perek Beis. Let's say, and you know, the Rambam says, Lamashal, you have to do tshuva on midos. So let's say a person gets angry. Right, so that's bad. That's anger is a poison. So you have to go to the opposite of extreme. Let's say don't argue with at all. Don't argue with your wife at all, even if you're right. And of course you're right, you know. But don't argue at all. Even if you're not going to get angry, don't get into an argument. That would be I think there's so many examples. You have to make up your own examples. Lashon Hara, Midos is a very big thing. That's, you have to remember the Rambam. Never forget the Rambam, that they have to do tshuva for Midos also. So if you're from Balgai Balamashal and you realize that your Geus brought you to do things, so then you have to go to the opposite extreme and be mashpil yourself more than ordinarily you should. Okay, so that's the Mahus of Tshuva's Perek Aleph, and he spends a lot of time on that because it's the Mahus of Tshuva is, like you say, getting back on the horse, returning to the maslul, he says, not rectifying the particular thing you did wrong. That wouldn't be a difference between an asay or an alav. It's getting back to the maslul that you're on, and you're all messed up if you did a lot. So you have to, the place where you're going has to be a little different. You have to steady yourself. You fall off a bike, you can just get back on. But if you got into an accident, then you got to heal. Okay, so that's the Mahus of Tshuva and Perek Aleph. We're up to now page Reish Yud Ches, Perek Sheni, Chelkei HaTshuva. Now what he means here by Chelkei HaTshuva, it means three types of Tshuva. Three types. The Chalokim of Tshuva, what the components of Tshuva, he talks about in the later Perek, with Charoto and Vidui and etc. Now you really have a whole take on you should have. Should have a whole different take on the tshuva process. Let's say I told you now that tshuva is charoto and kabbalah and vidui. It's all right now. Your perspective should be that according to the chayvus halvavus, these are the ways that these are the things that are going to ensure that you could indeed return to the path. Because there's a lot of blockages, whether it's self-justification, or once you did something once, you're more apt to do it again, and you know. Not just like you had there, or it's not, you see the world didn't cave in, or you're caught in a certain behavioral pattern and it's hard to break out of it. So all the things that we're going to be learning about are all, it's good to remember, like from the Chagat HaLodos' perspective, it's all going back to Perek Aleph, which is the Mahusa Tshuva, which is that you have to get back on the Maslul that you're supposed to be on. So these are the things that get you back there. You can't just walk back. It doesn't go like that. Once you do an Aveira, you're off, and you can't find your way back so fast. There's obstacles, there's ikuvim, there's things stopping you. So that's why we have Harot. We tell you what to do. We tell you exactly what program to follow. Like an alcoholic, you know? So he has to follow the program, or else he's not going to be able to do it. He'll think, yeah, okay, I'm not going to drink anymore. You know, so that lasts around one day, half a day, 2 days maybe. So they say, okay, here's the program, and this is what you have to do. Rather, it's a good example of what we're talking about, because he can't take in any alcohol into his system. I have a friend who's an alcoholic. An alcoholic doesn't mean, by the way, that you find him drunk in the street there, wallowing in his vomit. An alcoholic means someone that needs alcohol to function, to get through the day, to be calm even, go into a room and not be nervous. Even the definition of alcoholic is you need alcohol in your system to function, and therefore you need it. So you say, okay, I'm not an alcoholic, I just drink a little in the morning because I'm depressed. That's alcoholic. Anyway, I have a friend who's alcoholic, and no one would know. I mean, but he realized it himself, and he couldn't have any wine at all. Like Shabbos, no, nothing. I think he told me for five years he had to be totally clean of any trace of alcohol. I don't know what that means, maybe. But like I remember, Kiddush was only on grape juice for years. Purim was nothing. Couldn't take the smallest l'chaim. He said the littlest bit sent me right back. It was very big Kiddush to me. Okay. Abul Chelkei Atshuva Hem Tshuva. He doesn't mean the components here. He means types of tshuva. Chelke, bad translation. We need the Ibn Tibbon. What? Chelke also. The three types of tshuva. Number one, oh, we really have to, number one is Adam Bal Tshuva. You know why he's a Bal Tshuva? He has no more opportunities to sin. Maybe he got old, so he has no more desires. Maybe he moved out of the place he was. So, whatever it is, he doesn't have the opportunity for chet. Kasher einim moitzi derech aveira. But the imisafesh, so he says, okay, I'm doing tshuva. I'm going to be a good boy from now on. You know, now it's already, he's not whole, you know, he's not in that situation. So he's paying really lip service to tshuva. But when it becomes possible, he slides right back into his old behavioral patterns. Then he does it. So then he, so sorry. He's crying. He's so sad. But then he just keeps repeating the behavior. He's doing tshuva and he's not doing aveira. He can be aveira clean for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, but the pshat is the opportunity never presented himself, right? The recovering alcoholic, you know, so he didn't have anything for 5 years, there was nothing around, so that's not tshuva. You know, it doesn't have to be only the piv I'm speaking out, but it's that much harder. In other words, if you don't have the opportunity for chet to really dig down deep and be okay, the reasons for chet. You remember he said you gotta climb back on in a way that you're not gonna fall off again. You figured out what you did wrong, whether it's bad friends or bad hashkafas or laziness or tithes or whatever the case may be. So you have to take steps to make sure you're not like that again. But Akoponim is saying here that the person that does tshuva, even if he's chet, aveira clean, for the longest time, but the reason he's aveira clean is because the opportunity didn't present himself. We assume, that's my interpretation of what he's saying, that we assume that he's paying lip service. Again, you don't have to be paying lip service, it's very, very hard not to be. So, he's not going to get any kaparas aveiras, even if he's now aveira free. Even if he's aveira free now for the rest of his life, he will not. His tshuva will not trigger kaparas aveiras because it's a lip service tshuva. Then you go to the Beis HaMikdash, from Mountain Nitzalnu, Amoras Pritzamoya Bayis, it's lip service, you're still mired in chait. And why does he even put him on the list? Because he's not doing Averis. He stopped doing Averis. But you know, there's a chance, you know, they took him out of somewhere else now where he doesn't have opportunity for Gneva. He's not really doing Shulam. Okay.